One Thing First, translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of the Buddha. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of the teaching. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of the Sangha. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of ethical conduct. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of generosity. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of the deities. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of mindfulness of breathing. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of mindfulness of death. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of mindfulness of the body. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, mendicants, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. What one thing? Recollection of peace. This one thing, when developed and cultivated, leads solely to disillusionment, dispassion, cessation, peace, insight, awakening, and extinguishment. One thing, second. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to unskilful qualities, or, when they have arisen, makes them increase and grow like wrong view. When you have wrong view, unskilful qualities arise, or, when they have arisen, they increase and grow. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to skilful qualities, or, when they have arisen, makes them increase and grow like right view. When you have right view, unarisen skilful qualities arise, or, when they have arisen, they increase and grow. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to unskilful qualities, or makes skilful qualities decline like wrong view. When you have wrong view, unskilful qualities arise and skilful qualities decline. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to skilful qualities or makes unskilful qualities decline like right view. When you have right view, skilful qualities arise and unskilful qualities decline. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to wrong view and once arisen makes it grow like improper attention. When you attend improperly, wrong view arises, and once arisen, it grows. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that gives rise to right view, or, once it has already arisen, makes it grow like proper attention. When you attend properly, right view arises, and once arisen, it grows. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that causes sentient beings to be reborn when their body breaks up. After death, in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell, like wrong view. It is because they have wrong view that sentient beings, when their body breaks up, after death, are reborn in a place of loss, a bad place, the underworld, hell. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that causes sentient beings to be reborn, when their body breaks up, after death, in a good place, a heavenly realm, like right view. It is because they have right view that sentient beings, when their body breaks up after death, are reborn in a good place, a heavenly realm. Mendicants, when an individual has wrong view, whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is unlikable, undesirable, disagreeable, harmful, and suffering. Why is that? Because their view is bad. Suppose a seed of neem, angled gourd, or bitter gourd was planted in moist earth. Whatever nutrients it takes up from the earth and water would lead to its bitter, acerbic, and unpleasant taste. Why is that? Because the seed is bad. In the same way, when an individual has wrong view, whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is unlikable, undesirable, disagreeable, harmful, and suffering. Why is that? Because their view is bad. Mendicants, when an individual has right view, whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is likable, desirable, agreeable, beneficial, and pleasant. Why is that? Because their view is good. Suppose a seed of sugar cane, fine rice, or grape was planted in moist earth. Whatever nutrients it takes up from the earth and water would lead to its sweet, pleasant, and delicious taste. Why is that? Because the seed is good. In the same way, when an individual has right view, whatever bodily, verbal, or mental deeds they undertake in line with that view, their intentions, aims, wishes, and choices all lead to what is likable, desirable, agreeable, beneficial, and pleasant. Why is that? Because their view is good. One thing, third. One person, mendicants, arises in the world for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt and suffering of gods and humans. What one person? Someone with wrong view, whose perspective is distorted. They draw many people away from the true teaching and establish them in false teachings. This is one person who arises in the world for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of gods and humans. One person, mendicants, arises in the world for the welfare and happiness of the people, for the benefit, welfare, and happiness of gods and humans. What one person? Someone with right view, whose perspective is undistorted. They draw many people away from false teachings and establish them in the true teaching. This is one person who arises in the world for the welfare and happiness of the people, for the benefit, welfare, and happiness of gods and humans. Mendicants, I do not see a single thing that is so very blameworthy as wrong view. Wrong view is the most blameworthy thing of all. Mendicants, I do not see a single other person who acts for the hurt and unhappiness of the people, for the harm, hurt, and suffering of many people, of gods and humans, like that silly man, Makali. Just as a trap set at the mouth of a river would bring harm, suffering, calamity, and disaster for many fish, so too that silly man, Makali, is a trap for humans, it seems to me. He has arisen in the world for the harm, suffering, calamity, and disaster of many beings. Mendicants, the one who encourages someone in a poorly explained teaching and training, the one who they encourage, and the one who practices accordingly, all make much bad karma. Why is that? Because the teaching is poorly explained. Mendicants, the one who encourages someone in a well-explained teaching and training, the one who they encourage, and the one who practices accordingly, all make much merit. Why is that? Because the teaching is well explained. Mendicants, in a poorly explained teaching and training, the donor should know moderation, not the recipient. Why is that? Because the teaching is poorly explained. Mendicants, in a well-explained teaching and training, the recipient should know moderation, not the donor. Why is that? Because the teaching is well explained. Mendicants, in a poorly explained teaching and training, an energetic person lives in suffering. Why is that? Because the teaching is poorly explained. Mendicants, in a well-explained teaching and training, a lazy person lives in suffering. Why is that? Because the teaching is well explained. Mendicants, in a poorly explained teaching and training, a lazy person lives happily. Why is that? Because the teaching is poorly explained. Mendicants, in a well-explained teaching and training, an energetic person lives happily. Why is that? Because the teaching is well explained. Just as, mendicants, even a tiny bit of fecal matter still stinks, so too I don't approve of even a tiny bit of continued existence, not even as long as a fingersnap. Just as even a tiny bit of urine, or spit, or pus, or blood still stinks, so too I don't approve of even a tiny bit of continued existence, not even as long as a fingersnap. One thing, fourth. Just as, mendicants, in India the delightful parks, woods, meadows, and lotus ponds are few, while the hilly terrain, inaccessible riverlands, stumps and thorns, and rugged mountains are many, so too the sentient beings born on land are few, while those born in water are many. So too the sentient beings reborn as humans are few, while those not reborn as humans are many. So too the sentient beings reborn in civilized countries are few, while those reborn in the borderlands, among strange barbarian tribes, are many. So too the sentient beings who are wise, bright, clever, and able to distinguish what is well said from what is poorly said are few, while the sentient beings who are witless, dull, stupid, and unable to distinguish what is well said from what is poorly said are many. So too the sentient beings who have the noble eye of wisdom are few, while those who are ignorant and confused are many. So too the sentient beings who get to see a realized one are few, while those who don't get to see a realized one are many. So too the sentient beings who get to hear the teaching and training proclaimed by a realized one are few, while those sentient beings who don't get to hear the teaching and training proclaimed by a realized one are many. So too the sentient beings who remember the teachings they hear are few, while those who don't remember the teachings are many. So too the sentient beings who examine the meaning of the teachings they have memorized are few, while those who don't examine the meaning of the teachings are many. So too the sentient beings who understand the meaning and the teaching and practice accordingly are few, while those who understand the meaning and the teaching but don't practice accordingly are many. So too the sentient beings inspired by inspiring places are few, while those who are uninspired are many. So too the sentient beings who, being inspired, strive effectively are few, while those who, even though inspired, don't strive effectively are many. So too the sentient beings who, relying on letting go, gain immersion, gain unification of mind, are few, while those who don't gain immersion, don't gain unification of mind, relying on letting go, are many. So too the sentient beings who get the best food and flavours are few, while those who don't get the best food and flavours, but get by with scraps in an alms bowl, are many. So too the sentient beings who get the essence of the meaning, the essence of the teaching, and the essence of freedom are few, while the sentient beings who don't get the essence of the meaning, the essence of the teaching, and the essence of freedom are many. So you should train like this. We will get the essence of the meaning, the essence of the teaching, the essence of freedom. That's how you should train. Just as mendicants, in India the delightful parks, woods, meadows, and lotus ponds are few, while the hilly terrain, inaccessible riverlands, stumps and thorns, and rugged mountains are many. So too, those who die as humans and are reborn as humans are few, while those who die as humans and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as humans and are reborn as gods are few, while those who die as humans and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as gods and are reborn as gods are few, while those who die as gods and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as gods and are reborn as humans are few, while those who die as gods and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die in hell and are reborn as humans are few, while those who die in hell and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die in hell and are reborn as gods are few, while those who die in hell and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as animals and are reborn as humans are few, while those who die as animals and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as animals and are reborn as gods are few, while those who die as animals and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as ghosts and are reborn as humans are few, while those who die as ghosts and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many. So too the sentient beings who die as ghosts and are reborn as gods are few, while those who die as ghosts and are reborn in hell, or the animal realm, or the ghost realm, are many.